Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95x.com.
Oh yeah, my gosh, Joe Stanley brought me a case of Cheez-Its.
Okay, look at Joe Stanley. Joe Stanley just marches right in here, hands over a whole case of Cheez-Its. Holy cow, what did she do to earn that, Joe Stanley?
She works with you.
That's enough said. Awesome.
Joe Stanley is here. Just in time to kick off Legal Tuesday. So if you have any legal questions for Joe, now is the time to hit us up. The direct line to the studio, 315-421-9595. Text line, you can text your questions at 315-629-9570. It's all brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Legal Tuesday next on The Morning Mess.
Traffic is...
Syracuse, Rock Alternative, 95X, Muse, and Dig Down. It's the Morning Mess. We are Marty and Shannon. This is Legal Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. The man himself, Mr. Joe Stanley, just walked in. So I got to ask you a question, Joe. We found out from our intern this morning, Messy Jessie, that she doesn't like gravy. So she informed us out of the blue that for Thanksgiving dinner, she'll have a piece of turkey with A1 sauce on it. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No, but can you say? You can't. No accounting for taste, although if you have to put that on your turkey, you might as well have something else.
She doesn't like mashed potatoes, so I asked if she replaces it with rice. She doesn't like rice either. So she eats her turkey with A1 sauce. Doesn't eat mashed potatoes.
Does she have tomato soup, which is hot water and ketchup? I mean, is that what she has for Thanksgiving?
We'll have to ask her that question. I just never heard of that before, but we talked about that on the air this morning, and we got a lot of text messages
She needs to see the school dietitian.
Don't get me started on the school dietitian either. Is it legal for a school to dictate what your kid can bring in for snack?
I would say.
I'm not going to say anything about the school districts or anything like that, but I'm just asking a question. You know, you being a lawyer, dictate what you can pack your kid for snack?
It seems to me to be somewhat officious, but I don't know that unless you've agreed to it or whatever, but it's dictating what you can have versus not having anything.
Find out
at
when
all,
the next school board meeting is.
Versus nothing at all.
All right, here's just a quick conversation. We've been sending snacks in, and they've been sent home, and the latest snack we sent was its own individually little packets of pretzels that are from a peanut-free factory and a tree-free factory.
What's a tree-free factory anyway?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing.
Not tree-free.
Oh, okay.
Not tree factory. Free.
Not tree-free.
But anyway, so my daughter comes home and says, Dad, I can't have these pretzels for snack either. So then I'm trying not to lose my mind, but I am losing my mind. So I send an email, and I ask, what's wrong with pretzels? So they send me a preferred healthy snack. They initiated the healthy snack, which I understand. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. But some of the stuff on there, they say is healthy is worse than pretzels. We just looked it up.
Let's see. In a serving size of the Goldfish crackers, we're looking at 140 calories and 5 grams of fat. In pretzels, a serving of pretzels has 110 calories and no fat.
I just don't understand how they can dictate what you can send for your kids for snack. Teacher went on to say that you can send anything you want for lunch, but as far as snack, it has to be one of their healthy snack options, which I think is ridiculous. I'm the parent.
And you know better. I know that.
You
do. But actually, the answer to that is sign up, bring your retainer, and I'll be glad to talk to you.
Good for you.
I love Joe Stanley. All right, on to the most important things. Your question for Joe Stanley. So if you have a legal question, need legal advice, you can contact us right now. Send us a text at 315-629-9570. Any legal questions that you have, Joe will help point you in the right direction. You can also give us a call, 315-421-9595, or hit us up on Facebook with your question. It's Legal Tuesday, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. Contact Joe, or you can contact Joe at the Stanley Law Office. And Joe, how do they do that?
Sure, you can go to stanleylawoffices.com. You can call 1-800-608-3333 or my email at joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And I wouldn't take Marty's case anyways. No way. No way. Too much of a difficult client.
Yeah, exactly. I would agree with that 100%.
I ask Joe questions from time to time, and he helps me.
I got a question here. Let's see. A sheriff asked me to come answer questions regarding employee theft at my last job. Asset Protection interrogated me 5 months ago before I quit the job. They did not seem to have enough evidence. I was wondering if I should go in for questioning or do I need to contact a lawyer? Thanks, Steve from Mattydale.
I mean, my advice to that is, you know, I would never agree to any questioning without a lawyer under any circumstances. I mean, it's your option. You don't have to go ever. And so, you know, that's the way it is. I mean, you don't, even though what you see on TV, people do it all the time, but you're not obligated unless they arrest you and put you under custody, and then you're entitled to a lawyer and they have to give you your rights. So that's what I would say, but you know, it's your option as to whether you want to go talk to them or not, but they can't make you.
Okay.
Joe Stanley is here. It's Legal Tuesday and the Morning Mass brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Again, the text line is 315-629-9570 with your legal questions.
Let's see. My dog bit two of my neighbors. Neither one of them sued me. Now my building is telling me I need to either move out or get rid of my dog. Is it legal for them to do that?
Yes, that's a short answer to that one.
Yeah, I mean.
Well, first of all, presumably you have a lease, and I'm sure that's one of the conditions of your lease. Even if it wasn't, if a landlord is aware that you have a problematic pet, they can be responsible if it goes out and bites other tenants, because they have an obligation under the law to regulate what's going on in the building. So I think they're doing what's right. You may not like it, but probably if you have a dog that's already bit two people, he has some issues anyways, I would think, because once they bite, and this is from my experience, they don't stop doing it, and sometimes they can cause horrific problems.
Yeah, if your dog's biting anyone, you got a major issue. It's going to happen, right?
Yeah, I mean, dogs aren't supposed to bite people, and especially more than once. You know, the law gives you the dangerous propensities rule. If you have a dog, you have to show that the owner knew or should have known that the dog had dangerous propensities. Clearly, you know, and the landlord knows that you have a problem dog. So if something happens, you and they are both legally responsible. And there's been horrific cases I've handled, terrible bites on infants and even adults from these kind of situations. And you don't want to be in that situation.
We just got a message on Facebook for Joe Stanley. By the way, Joe Stanley's here. It's Legal Tuesday and the Morning Mass brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Joe just turned 40 years old and was thinking about doing a will for the first time. My question is, once I do the will, am I able to change the will as the process goes along if, like, things change in my life?
Yes, wills can be revoked and modified at any time. Nothing is permanent. In fact, they are meant to be. A codicil is an amendment to the will. It's a fancy legal word. Or you can just revoke your will at any time and not have one. Or you can just rewrite a new one. And the latest document supersedes all of the other ones. And when we do them, we say in the term of the new will, this revokes and supersedes all prior.
That was actually a very good question.
Yes.
Because it's not, I mean, another question I would throw on top of that is, really, you can't be, I mean, the age of 40, I mean, it's, because you never really know when things are going to happen in your life or your life's going to end, right? So really, I mean, the age of 40 is not even too young to think about having a will, right?
Well, once you have any responsibilities, if you have children or if you have property, you know, whether you're 20 or 40 or 60, you should consider how you want those taken care of.
See, I need to come see you, Joe.
I think we've had that conversation.
I know, but I really have to get a will.
You've never done it. You've said this. How long
for like
have
3 years,
how long have I known him?
It's like since month one.
I'm
repeating the story.
I know. I'm hoping nothing's going to happen to me in the very near future, but you never know with the life that I live, right, Joe? Joe Stanley's here. Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass. We got time for one more question. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe one more time. Joe, how can I reach you at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. Our phone number is 1-800-608-3333 and it's stanleylawoffices.com.
I'm embarrassed to read this question.
If you're embarrassed, boy, is bad.
Honestly, this is the stupidest thing. I'm sorry if I'm offending you. I had a fender bender. I blew a 0.0, but they took my blood. This was 2 months ago. That same day, I'd taken my cat to the vet and picked up her prescription at CVS. I took the bottle out of the bag in the car just to read the directions and threw it in my purse and forgot about it. Then on the way to the gym, I pulled out my pills and took them. But we've kind of figured out that I must have accidentally taken my cat's pills. I had no idea the vet prescribed the cat a controlled substance. So what now? Are you serious? Are you serious?
That sounds like a great story to tell a jury. I'm not sure. I take it she was arrested for driving under the influence?
Yeah, it's a DUI problem.
And so I guess you have a lawyer and that's how you defend the case? I guess my first question is, why did you get pulled over in the first place? Did you fail a sobriety field test? I mean, they give you all of those. Usually they give you those before they give you before they give you a blood test and the breathalyzer. But that is an interesting story. You need a lawyer if you can prove that. I'm not sure that's a defense, though. I'm not sure.
Ignorance is not always a defense.
It's an interesting story. I guess you're agreeing that you were, but you didn't know you were. And is that a defense? I'm not sure.
Leave it to the morning meshers for questions that leave even Joe Stanley speechless.
I would say you're probably still guilty because you were.
So poor Fluffy had no narcotics for her pain?
I guess not.
Wow.
I get when Fluffy got what she had. I wonder what Fluffy got.
No more asthma for the cat, but.
Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mass brought to you by Stanley Law.
That is one of the top five. That is one of the top five.
You know what? That's what we should start doing is really keeping track of the top five questions.
Yeah.
That would be one of the best.
Yeah, that's the top five one.
Brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. Contact Joe. And how can they reach you one more time?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And it's 1-800-608-3333 is the phone number.
Thanks, Joe. We missed you last week, and we're glad you're back, and we'll do it again next Tuesday.
Thanks, guys. Have a good week.
And Shannon, thank Joe for your...
I did. Thank you so much. That's awesome. By the way, we just got a text for Joe real quick. Does Hollywood have any recourse by being fired for what Jay Walker said?
Oh, Hollywood was no longer here because he got a big boy job, but we blamed it on Jay Walker having him fired. So.
Oh, okay, well.
It kind of goes with the course, but thank you, Joe. We appreciate
that. Nothing unusual around here.